Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here to kick off our Celebrity Big Brother Season 2 coverage. And tonight I've got some quick reactions to the Celebrity Big Brother 2 cast here with the host of the wrap-up morning update. Here is the great Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm so good, Rob. It's Celebrity Big Brother time. I'm pumped.
Taryn, is there an official title for the daily live feed update?
I think it's the daily live feed update. I don't know. We just call it the live feed updates.
The live feed updates. Yeah.
Morning updates. Whatever you want to call
every
it.
Every morning with Taryn Armstrong. Okay.
Yeah.
We are ready to kick off a Celebrity Big Brother season. Taryn, how have you been during this Big Brother hiatus?
I've been good. I've been reading a lot of books. Hopefully I that won't stop like it usually does during Big Brother, but I've been enjoying it. Watching a lot of TV shows. I recently finally joined Instagram. I'm a whole new person,
wow.
Rob.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, we will circle back to that at the end of the show to get your watch list and your book club suggestions. But Taryn, we have 12 new celebrities to talk about here as of Sunday afternoon here on January 13th. The Celebrity Big Brother cast has been dropped in our laps, and we're going to talk about it here tonight. Later on this week, we will have our big LFC draft, where we will get together with the two of us and Brent and Melissa to talk about everything going on here with this Celebrity Big Brother cast. And Celebrity Big Brother will kick off on CBS 1 week from Monday night on January 21st, 2019.
Yes.
And of course, then as soon as the live feeds kick in, presumably either that night or the next day, Taryn will be back with consecutive days of Celebrity Big Brother live feed coverage every morning on robhasawebsite.com. And then how long is this going to run? Is this a longer season than last season, Taryn?
I think it's about the same, if I'm not mistaken, around 3 or so weeks.
Okay, about 3 or so weeks, and we'll get into all of this. The finale slated to be on Wednesday, February 13th of 2019. All right, so Taryn and I have 12 faces in front of us, and some of them we are very familiar with. Others, we have some homework to do here in the next week or so. I learned my lesson from Mike White that if you are not familiar with somebody's work, it is your duty to become more familiar with it, and that is what I will do. So I take my job very seriously. And just in case you've been away from the internet here, let me give you the names of our Celebrity Big Brother contestants. And they are in the order that Dalton Ross has presented them on EW.com. Olympic medalist Ryan Lochte is here. We have of the Real Housewives of Atlanta fame, Candy Burris is here. We have of the O.J. Simpson trial, Kato Kaelin is here. Lolo Jones is also going to be here. Actor Joey Lawrence will be competing on a Celebrity Big Brother 2. WWE diva Natalie Eva Marie will be here. Professional football player Ricky Williams will be in the house. Mom of Lindsay Lohan, Dina Lohan, will be in the Celebrity Big Brother house. The former White House communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, will be in the house. We have Tamar Braxton, co-host of The Real and sister of Toni Braxton, is going to be in the house. We have actor Jonathan Bennett and former co-star of Lindsay Lohan. And comedian Tom Green is also going to be in the Big Brother cast. Taryn, those are your 12 names.
Yes, I got to say, I'm not a celebrity person in general, but I feel like I did recognize maybe a little bit more from this cast than I did the previous one. And I like what I see.
Okay. All right. So, Taryn, I'm very curious to know here. Okay. Of these 12 people, who is the person that you are most familiar with?
The person I'm most familiar with was actually Tom Green.
Okay.
Yes, he had a show on MTV. I was actually not a huge fan of the show myself. I didn't watch too much of it. But my friends, were obsessed with it and they would quote him all the time and I hated them, but I knew the name Tom Green because of them. I was also told that one of my favorite bands, La Dispute, the singer sounds a lot like Tom Green, and they were making fun of my favorite band La Dispute by saying that. So, I have a lot of mixed feelings towards Tom Green.
Okay. So Tom Green got really huge in I'm not sure if it was the late 90s or the early 2000s when he had the Tom Green Show on MTV. Used to do a lot of crazy stuff, used to play a lot of jokes on his parents. He had a lot of music videos where he put his butt on stuff, but he called it a bum. I think he also had like an internet talk show. The height of Tom Green's fame, I believe, came with the infamous movie Freddy Got Fingered. Taryn, have you ever heard of Freddy Got Fingered?
I have, in fact, yes.
Have you seen it?
I have seen it. It was a long time ago, though.
Right, I don't want to get another emoji movie on my hands, but currently Freddy Got Fingered. I believe it was famous at the time for being the worst movie ever made to that point in the history of movie making.
Well, you know, with a title like that, you've got to have high expectations. So.
I don't know. I don't know if it actually was, but that was the media at the time was really up in arms about Freddy Got Fingered. Since then, he had a battle with testicular cancer. He married Drew Barrymore. He also had a brief stint on the Celebrity Apprentice. I believe he might have been the first one out in one of the Celebrity Apprentice seasons.
I believe he was the third one out. Okay. He told the story. I watched a YouTube video where he told the story of it. It was actually pretty funny.
Yeah. Taryn, do you feel like, was this a big get for Celebrity Big Brother?
I think that it's the kind of get that they are probably looking for. He was probably a name that you'd know if you were around 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So that's really what they what they're aiming for, I think.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. I think that he's an entertaining guy. I think that he'll be fun on the show. Hearing him talk about his Celebrity Big Brother experience, I think that he'll not only be an entertaining character just through the jokes he's telling, but I think
Celebrity Apprentice experience.
Yes, yeah, sorry. the Celebrity Apprentice experience, I think that he'll also be entertaining in the sense that he seems to clash with people. He apparently had an alliance formed against him on the show. So and he seemed still pretty bitter about his whole experience. So I think it's going to be fun watching him play the game.
Yeah, I think that he is probably the best you could hope for on the live feeds in terms of entertainment, if not necessarily being somebody who's going to be getting into a ton of fights. I feel like that he will be exciting and won't be a bump on a log on the live feeds.
Yeah, hopefully. You never know with some of these people. Yeah. He's got a very entertaining persona, but the real guy, who knows?
Who knows? Do you think he will play hard?
I think he will. I mean, I think that he will get caught up in the competitiveness of it. As long as he has a leg to stand on, I think he's gonna really fight and go for it. Again, based on his telling of his Celebrity Apprentice experience, so I'm hoping this is gonna be a slam dunk here.
Okay, all right, Taryn, who is the second person that you are most excited about?
Well, the person I'm most excited about, I did not know who this was beforehand.
Oh.
But
so your second most excited person that you didn't know who they were before they were cast on Celebrity Big Brother.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I'm most excited about him because he's a fan of the show. Jonathan Bennett he's a big fan of the show. That excites me. I think he's going to go on there and he's going to play hard. Just based on what I've seen, he's hung out with previous Big Brother players before. He was on the he was in the movie Mean Girls, which I've been chastised for not having seen, and now that is going to happen a lot more.
Well, we might have to do a podcast about it between Jonathan Bennett and Dina Lohan.
Yeah, that's true. Also hosted Cake Wars and Halloween Wars. I don't know what Halloween Wars is. I have a vague idea of what Cake Wars is, probably.
Yeah.
But really, it's just the fact that he seems like a very personable guy. He's definitely been entrenched with the show and the players. And I think that all is shaping up to be very good signs here for Jonathan.
I mean, let me just say, though, that the last thing that happened that anybody cared about that this person did was in 2004. But enough about me. Let's talk about Jonathan Bennett, Sarah.
I've got to say, for somebody who is most famous for something he did in 2004, he looks pretty good.
Yeah. So, yeah, Mean Girls, tremendously popular. People love the movie, so excited to see him. And he has been a Big Brother fan. And so he hobnobs with a lot of these Big Brother contestants here on the West Coast. I know people are going to be excited about Jonathan Bennett, the game player. Taryn, is it possible that this thing goes sideways a la Shannon Elizabeth?
It's very possible. Shannon was the person I think a lot of people were most excited for last season. And I think the same is happening with Jonathan. I think on the outside, they probably look pretty similar. They were both big fans of the show. They both had a lot of contacts in the alumni for the show. And they're both attractive, charismatic. So it definitely could go bad here. But hopefully... You know, hopefully he's seen Shannon's sort of spiral into whatever Shannon spiraled into. and he doesn't, hopefully he's not trying to emulate the best Big Brother player of all time.
Yes, I forgot all about that. Yeah, so you would think that as somebody who is very familiar with the show, that you feel like that would be something that he would be wary about and maybe would go to try to avoid that. So you're just excited about him because you think he's going to play well, or do you feel like that because he knows the show so well?
I'm excited because I think he's going to play well. He's a fan of the show. That's exciting. He's going to go on there. He's going to play hard. He also just seems very likable. With a cast of celebrities, it's probably going to be hard to find people that you can feel that you can relate to in many ways. So I feel like he might be sort of the somebody that's easy for everyone to get behind. I think maybe similar to Ariadna last year, where she was kind of like just one of the most normal people on the cast, I'm usually I like all types, but I like there to be at least one just kind of regular person-ish.
Yeah. I think the plight of the super fan is so hard on Big Brother, where I think that you go in there and you try so hard to make everybody happy, and it ends up making nobody happy. And it'll be a tightrope for him to walk. We'll see if it is ultimately fetch for him or not.
Yeah, and I think the expectations on him are even higher, where last season there were at least three people with Ross and Marissa, who were also big fans of the show, that were going in with they were the consensus top three. They were all fans of the show. They all seemed like they could do pretty well. I feel like the expectations were kind of spread out just a little bit. And even that sort of was too much for Shannon to bear. And with this cast, from what I've seen, all of the hopes and dreams are on Jonathan at the moment.
Yeah. All right, we started down this wormhole. Taryn, who is the third person, the third most excited person for you? Or the person you are the third most excited about.
Third most excited about. I would probably say, I guess Cato Kaelin.
Cato Kaelin. Okay. All right. Now, it's funny because I mentioned Cato Kaelin on a podcast recently, and that there were a lot of millennials that were like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what this person is. Why are you saying this name? And I said it because that the merge tribe name was like Kalo Kalo. And I had said like, hey, like I'm so excited about the merge tribe name. And I tweeted a picture of Cato Kaelin, be like, who is this person? So Taryn, I'm surprised as a young guy. So are you a big OJ trial guy?
I'm not gonna lie. I basically learned about it from American Crime Story, and I still picture Cato Kaelin as Billy Magnuson. So it's gonna be weird watching the real person, but still, I feel like it'll be interesting.
Yes. Long before Pauly Calafiore dubbed Eric Stein America's favorite house guest, Cato Kaelin was famously known as America's favorite house guest, as he was the guy who was living in O.J. Simpson's guest house in 1994 and was a crucial witness in the O.J. trial, in terms of that I believe he testified he heard that O.J. came home. And I think that he was sort of like just a guy who was kind of like a freeloading in O.J.'s guest house. Again, sorry, please don't at me for not having all of the details at my fingertips. But he was sort of like was a big deal in terms of everybody knew who he was in the mid-90s as just being famous for being O.J. Simpson's house guest.
Yeah, and I don't even know what he's done since then. I think he's he was on like a reality show
a lot of reality shows. Yeah. He's the ultimate guy who's famous for doing nothing. But I believe that he is also a big Big Brother fan, and I believe there's also a shot of him that he was in the audience of the Celebrity Big Brother 1 finale, and at the time people were like, "Is that Cato Kaelin?"
Yeah. I mean, look, that's what I'm saying. Give me anybody that's a fan of the show, and I'm going to have a slight inkling toward, I hope that they, I have an expectation that they're going to do a little bit better, probably.
Mm-hmm. And he was kind of like a surfer bro, and I think that his thing is that I think he's like a really easy guy to get along with. You know, his whole life is based on that, you know, he was getting stuff for free just because he was like a fun guy to hang out with. OJ liked keeping him around, so OJ kept him in the pool house. So I think that he is the kind of guy who is going to fit in well in the Big Brother house.
I could easily see him being the Mark McGrath of the season, where he just kind of hangs out. Everyone thinks he's cool and they keep him around until the end. And, you know, Mark McGrath came pretty close to winning season one of Celebrity Big Brother. So I'd watch out for Cato Kaelin.
Yeah, I would watch out for Cato. Watch out for Cato, because he is somebody who I think people are going to think like, oh, Cato Kaelin, he's just here to have fun. But it does seem like he's a fan of the show.
There you go. It's especially if somebody, I mean, we just saw it happen with Tyler. If somebody can come in being a fan of the show, but appearing to be somebody who's just like, hey, I'm just here to have fun. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty dangerous combo.
It also seems like that CBS has him like pretty prominently featured. Like they feel like he's like a really great get, Cato Kaelin, or they feel like that the joke is so hilarious. But in the promos I've seen, like they're ending on Cato Kaelin. It's like, hey, I'm used to living with celebrities.
It's got that winner's edit.
Yes. Is it possible OJ could come out for one of the tapings? Like, could we have OJ in the audience?
If Cato wins, greeted by open arms.
We'll have OJ on the podcast sometime in January. He could talk about Cato Kaelin and the career of Ricky Williams. So,
OJ, you played Big Brother with Cato, right? Something like that.
Yeah. I believe from the OJ Simpson trial that some of Cato Kaelin's testimony seemed to contradict OJ's version of the events.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what happens sometimes in Big Brother. One person claims to vote one way, another person claims to vote another way, and the stories don't match up. But that doesn't matter because, you know, you need to make an alliance with them again.
If the glove don't fit, you must evict.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Kato Kaelin, soon will be a household name once again. According to Wikipedia, it seemed as though because of the media attention he got during the trial at a certain point that 74% of Americans could identify Kato Kaelin and only 25% of Americans could identify Vice President Al Gore.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. He's famous for being also like just like a guest star or cameo in a million things. I wouldn't be surprised if he's on the website cameo. So Kato Kaelin's been everywhere. Excited to see Kato Kaelin. Okay.
Wasn't he on a Marriage Boot Camp?
Was he on Marriage Boot Camp?
I think that's what I read on Dalton Ross's thing.
It would not surprise me. I did not know that he was married.
Yeah.
Who knew? Who knew? I'm sure he's been on like 100 celebrity reality shows.
Hopefully, yes. Yeah. So, Celebrity Marriage Boot Camp, on which Kato dialed the wrong number for his one phone call home, so just ended up talking to some random stranger for a minute before hanging up.
Yeah. All right. So Kato Kaelin, you're pumped up for. Okay, Taryn, who is the person that's got you the fourth most excited?
This is another person I didn't know of beforehand, but I've seen a lot of hype, because she was on the challenge, Lolo Jones.
Yes. Lolo Jones. Okay. Taryn, what's gotten you, so pumped up for Lolo Jones?
I've got to say, I'm excited to see some like real athletes play Big Brother because the competitions usually have nothing to do with athleticism. And I really enjoy watching Olympic medalists fail at things that I watch regular people succeed at.
You're looking for like the Crystal Cox factor?
Yeah. It's one of my favorite parts of American Ninja Warrior is watching the Olympic athletes not do as well.
Yeah,
but Lolo, she seems like she's gonna be intense, entertaining. She was apparently very she's like, I guess, a villain of the challenge. Ooh. She was very dramatic. So I feel like there's a lot of potential here. I think the fact that she is very athletic and will want to be the probably Shannon Elizabeth of the season, like trying to dominate as many competitions as possible, but probably failing to do so. I think it's all going to be great stuff.
This is really interesting about Lolo Jones. She's a hurdler and a bobsledder. I feel like that is very unprecedented that she has a summer Olympic sport and a winter Olympic sport.
Yeah, that's a woman after my own heart, trying to do everything.
I guess so. Wow, so that's very impressive. Who did she feud with on the challenge? Do we know?
I wish I knew.
Okay. Well, we have a vast team of experts across all of Rob as a podcast. We may have to bring in Allie Lasher or somebody from our challenge team, or Matt Ligori or Brian Cohen to give us some more insight there into Lolo's feuds on the challenge. She didn't feud with any Big Brother people, did she? Or she wasn't on one with Big Brother people.
I think it was right before they started introducing Big Brother people. It was the.
Are we sure Jose wasn't on that one?
He might have been, actually. It was Champs versus Pros.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. We will see if we can get a straight answer on that before we get to the draft. Don't add us.
Yes, this is just initial reactions. We'll have some more details for you soon.
Don't want to get added over Celebrity Big Brother too, because you know what, I wanted to say this at the top of the show, but there's going to be people that you, the listener, are very excited about, and there's going to be people that Taryn and I are learning more about now, so then we'll all be excited about them at the end of the season. But please don't be upset with us if we are not excited about the same people you're excited about yet. We're learning.
Yeah, it's you know, it's going to be a process. And really, this is all preseason stuff. All that really matters is what happens in the house. And if they do fun stuff in the house, we're going to be on board.
Yeah. And it does not appear that Jose was on this version of the challenge that she was on.
Shame. Okay. True shame.
Okay. All right. So Lolo Jones coming into the house. Okay, Taryn, who is the person you're the fifth most excited to see?
Okay. Really, this is entirely because of a video that I just watched that I really enjoyed, because I don't think he's going to be very good on the show based on the video that I saw. But Ryan Lochte, who is somebody that I knew of beforehand, I have watched him compete in the Olympics. Again, an Olympic athlete here. But I just watched this video. Ryan Lochte interview makes anchor cry, and it's one of my favorite things.
Why did his interview make the interviewer cry?
I almost don't want to spoil it, but basically they do an interview with him, and he's just so dull in the interview. And he's giving a really bad interview, and as soon as it ends, they just start cracking up and going, how is he, because they're interviewing about a reality show that he's going to be on, and they're like, how are they going to get 13 episodes based on how terribly boring he is?
I don't know. Handsome guy that he is famous for being an Olympic swimmer, that he is the second most decorated swimmer behind Michael Phelps. I feel like that there was a lot of stuff about, was it going to be him or Phelps in in one of these Olympics? Did they also send him home from one of these Olympics for some sort of bad behavior?
There was some sort of
gate I'm seeing on Wikipedia.
Yeah, some sort of controversy. I'm not sure if you have more info on it than I do. I know that he supposedly tried to trademark his catchphrase, Jia.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's how it's pronounced, or if he goes for yeah with the J.
Yeah. I don't think that's what Lochte Gate was about. He was out partying at the Rio Olympics and then was robbed at gunpoint. He was out partying.
Wow.
Yeah.
As Speedo dropped him after that.
But then it turns out that they were that he actually then was stopped by security guards, and he was urinating outside of a bathroom, and that they lied about the story. So very unbecoming of an Olympic athlete.
Yeah, this is a guy that's who knows what we're going to get from him. He's either going to be very boring or he's going to be really messy. It's probably not going to be very messy. You know, just because somebody leads a messy life doesn't mean they're going to be messy in the Big Brother house.
Lochte, it's cool. This is the Big Brother house where we've seen people actually peeing in the pool. So you should be right at home here.
Yes, I'm hoping for. I feel like his upside is like Fessy. You know, maybe he's in there just trying to understand what's happening around him and entertaining us all the way through.
All right, Lochte. All right, Taryn. Who is the person that you were the sixth most excited to see in the Big Brother house?
I am interested in seeing Candy Burris.
Candy Burris of the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yes, we had Brandy last season.
And now we have Candy.
From The Real Housewives. And she was great. So I'm expecting great things from Candy as well. She's also, from what I've been reading, somebody who is pretty rich. Like, she doesn't need to be here.
Whoa.
But she, you know, she's here. So that's, I think, probably a good sign. Hopefully not in the sense that she's willing to quit because, you know, who knows, whatever reason. But she wrote some pretty big songs. She's been a music artist and also on The Real Housewives and other such shows, and I think she'll be fun.
Might be time to start the Big Brother wand off for Candy Burris. Yeah, I was watching some clips of Candy Burris fighting with NeNe Leakes on YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Tara, are you excited just because Brandy was fun to have in the house, and you feel like that any real housewife will bring drama?
Basically, I don't know much of her aside from the fact that she was on The Real Housewives and she's very successful. And so I think that those two things, she clearly has drive, she has talent, and she's on a show about drama. So I feel like those are all really good. It's a good combination of things. And I think that it worked pretty well with Brandy. I'm hoping it works even better with Candy.
Okay. All right. I'm looking other ventures. Burris has made cameo appearances on series such as Single Ladies, Thicker Than Water, The Tankards, Chef Robley and Company, and Let's Stay Together. Burris also owns a sex toy company called Bedroom Candy.
Oh, my.
Okay. All right. Tell Brandy about that. Remember Brandy and the Gourd?
Yeah, there you go. Look, they're a match made in heaven.
All right. Taryn, who is the person that you are the seventh most excited to see on Celebrity Big Brother?
Tamar Braxton.
Tamar Braxton. Okay. Why Tamar Braxton?
I read an article about her just like going missing from like
she's in sequester. She's in sequester, everybody. It's okay.
There was some sort of like concert or something that she just like vanished from, I think. I was reading
like Richard Simmons,
it's something like that. So I feel like there's some interesting stuff.
Yeah, what happened? Where was she?
So she was doing some sort of musical act with Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop Dogg's Redemption of a Dog musical in Washington, D.C. And during the intermission, it just kind of extended and kept going. The intermission kept going and going. And people were like, what's going on? And then people came out and they were like, Tamar had to leave for an emergency. And it was later sort of leaked out that somebody was unable to deliver her food. and she got very upset because she had asked a friend to deliver some food for her, but did not inform security that person was coming, and that person was turned away, and she did not receive her food.
She
stormed out. So I'm hoping that this does not mean that she storms out of the Big Brother house. However, I would be fine with her storming out as long as she doesn't make people vote her out. So I feel like she's probably more of a stormer than somebody's going to be voted out. So that's a positive thing, Rob.
Okay. She's nominated for Grammy Awards. She was also on it's not The View and it's not The Talk. Have you seen her on The Real, Taryn?
I did see that she was on The Real, but she had a sudden exit from the show.
Could she be being groomed as a replacement for Julie Chen Moonves on The Talk?
Perhaps. Apparently she just did not get along with her co-hosts and ended up potentially getting fired.
Hey, I like that fire from Tamar Braxton.
Yeah, so, you know, I just feel like no matter what happens, I feel like we're in for something good here.
Okay. All right, Taryn, who is the person that you are the eighth most excited to see in this cast?
I'm really, really doing my best here.
My number one is still on the board, I will tell you.
Oh, my. Are you in for the mooch?
Oh, I am super psyched about the mooch. Anthony Scaramucci. Now, do you know much about the mooch?
I don't know much about him. I obviously, you know, was aware of what was going on with him and his job in the White House.
Yes. Now,
but I hadn't known much about him beforehand.
Understandably, that the Mooch's week of national prominence did happen during your busy season. So it was during Big Brother 19 when Anthony Scaramucci took over for Sean Spicer as a White House Director of Communications for the period of July 21st to July 31st, 2017. Now, I think that there's going to be a lot of people who are not crazy about this, of not wanting to bring politics into the Big Brother house, but we did have Omarosa last season, and I do feel like that in a lot of ways, I feel like that this is a very similar casting choice here to have Scaramucci here in the Big Brother house. Now, I know that there are a lot of people that are not going to even want to engage with Anthony Scaramucci. I'm talking about in terms of the Big Brother fans because of his proximity to the president. But even though that he is an ardent Trump supporter and defender, that he is also in Trump world, that he is positioned in the unique place where his arch enemy is Steve Bannon in Trump world. And really, he came on board. He's I have enjoyed watching the Mooch here. To put it in Game of Thrones terms, that he came in and he was sort of like the Red Viper, where it's sort of like from out of nowhere, like, ooh, who's this new interesting character that's in the national soap opera? And he came in and he has all of this flair, and he's like a sweet talker, a butt kisser, who, you know, that they would, he like took over the podium for a day and was like, they asked him questions and he was like, oh yeah, hey, that's an excellent question. He was like really like you know, a real brown noser when he talked about when he talked to the reporters, and then really was you know, a big suck up when it came to, you know, he was talking about Trump in terms of like this guy is unbelievable. I've seen him come to Madison Square Garden. He can shoot a 3-pointer from the foul. You know, not, well, you wouldn't shoot a 3-pointer from the foul line, but he was talking about like you know, I've seen Donald Trump throw a football 50 yards down the field. Like he's I think so fun to watch, and he's also very aggressive also, because where he ended up getting fired because he like told a he told a story to a reporter where he was really like going after Steve Bannon, said very obscene things about Steve Bannon in an interview that he thought was off the record. Like, he goes after people on Twitter that I mean, Anthony Scaramucci is like a Big Brother contestant on Twitter already, and he didn't even go play Big Brother.
Yeah, there you go. And apparently, from what I read, his stance on Trump was a complete 180 from like just a year before, too. Like, where this was entirely just like to get the job. Like, he's he climbs the ladder.
Right. I think that he really, I think he was like friends with Jared and Ivanka. And I mean, I'm pretty sure that Anthony Scaramucci was a Democrat like not too long ago, and or certainly has given to Democratic causes and then has been a big Trump supporter, at least on the fiscal front, and has been a defender of Trump. So I think that if you are sort of nervous about Scaramucci, I think that you could paint him as somebody who appears to be socially a Democrat, but in terms of economic policy, more of a conservative. He's a Wall Street guy from Long Island in the New York area. So I think that he is going to be the ultimate schmoozer in the house. He's going to make everybody mad. I think he's going to be nonstop drama. He followed, like, all of a sudden after he got laid off from the White House, then he like followed a ton of people like in the reality TV community on Twitter. We don't know why. I don't know if he was always like anticipating a run in Celebrity Big Brother. He was somebody whose name was always associated with Celebrity Big Brother from the get-go. So I'm very excited to see Anthony Scaramucci actually going to be in the house.
I wonder if he was in contention for season one, but they got Omarosa and they were like, we can't do both.
It's possible. I mean, I think that he is somebody who loves the spotlight, loves attention, and probably saw everything that Omarosa got out of the first Celebrity Big Brother. And I think that he will definitely play that role here, where I think that he will, you know, sort of dangle little tidbits of things that he knows about Trump. Although where Omarosa famously had a divorce from the administration, I think Scaramucci does want, like, he has enemies like within Trump world, but I don't think he's ever come out against Trump since his departure from the White House.
So we might be on the lookout for some accidental, like, dropping of some information that happens to be negative toward the people that are against him.
Right. Like, we'll see where it goes. But the guy loves conflict and loves drama and feels like he knows everything. So I think that he will be very fun to watch on the show. So from a TV perspective, I'm very happy to have the Mooch on board.
Yeah, I love watching this kind of, what I assume him to be, this kind of player, where he's probably going to go in thinking that he can just, like, schmooze his way to the end in the same way that he climbed the political ladder, and that he can be this sort of, like...
But he climbed no political ladder. Like, he was a Wall Street person. They brought him into the White House to be the communications director, and he was out in 10 days, which could be very similar to his Big Brother story.
Right, but like he managed to get there, and then probably thinks, man, wasn't my fault that I, you know, said these things and then it got leaked and I got fired.
Right.
At least I got there.
Yeah. He's off the record in the Big Brother house, Scaramucci.
Yeah, like he's going to go in there. He's going to think that he can like play these people. Like,
yes.
This is nothing compared to getting myself into the White House, but it actually... It is. It's probably harder to win Big Brother, let's say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, Taryn, who is the ninth most excited person for you?
Let's see. Who's left? Let's go with Natalie Ava Marie.
Natalie Ava Marie, WWE Diva.
Yes, she was somebody that was leaked a little bit beforehand.
Yeah.
She's another person I don't really know of her before, but I just, this is basically the case with most of the people here, where I didn't really know of them, but I've heard that they're really dramatic.
Okay, what is Natalie Ava Marie best known for in her WWE career?
She was apparently on a reality show called Total Divas.
Oh, Total Divas. Yes. I think Nicole used to watch that at one point.
Well, there you go. Maybe we need Nicole on the podcast.
Now, look, CBS coming off of having the mayor of Slamtown on the past season of Survivor, David versus Goliath, that we are now really hot and heavy for WWE and wrestling personalities.
I mean, I feel like the wrestling and Big Brother have always had some kind of tie. You know, there's a similar quality of it. Mr. Spectacular, even going to Eric Stein and Peter Brown, who's a big wrestling fan and did a lot of like wrestling stuff. There are a lot of like I feel like there's an interesting connection there. I think there's a surprising number of wrestling fans that are also Big Brother fans. So I feel like it's not that far of a reach here that especially some a wrestler who was also on a wrestling reality show and apparently was pretty entertaining on it.
Okay, we like drama, we like conflict, we like athleticism, and so we like personality. So I feel like when you have check marks in any of those categories, a good fit for wrestling or Big Brother.
Yes, and also hopefully very competitive, and that's what I want to see. I want to see her go in there and really just try and take the game and throttle it and try to win as hard as she can.
Okay, all right. And she doesn't mind if the whole thing is fixed in wrestling.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. All right. Taryn, who is the person that you are the 10th most excited about?
I'll go with Ricky Williams.
Okay, Ricky Williams, number 10. Okay, Ricky Williams, who recently did a Celebrity Apprentice stint as well. I believe that he was on the Schwarzenegger version of The Apprentice.
Was he? I watched that one. I don't remember him.
Yes. And yeah, he made it pretty far also. I think he was like final six or seven.
Oh my gosh.
I know, it's very... Darren, how do you forget what happened to My Apprentice?
Does he look different?
I think he has a bald head. He had a bald head on the Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh man. I'm going to have to reference my memory on that one. Well, here's the thing. I was worried he was going to be not much of an entity on the show. And this really reaffirms those worries.
Yeah. Your buddy Matt Eisman is going to be so upset with you, Taryn, for forgetting the key detail of his victorious Celebrity Apprentice season.
Well, to be fair, I was watching for Matt Eisman, so I guess my eye was on the prize there, and it didn't stray too far. But all I've heard about from Ricky Williams is that he likes the marijuana. That's all I hear about. He apparently took some time off from the NFL in order to smoke something along those lines. I don't really understand it.
So Ricky Williams had a very interesting career. I think was he the number one or number two draft pick? Mike Ditka traded a bunch of picks to get him and bring him to the New Orleans Saints. But his NFL career was sort of mired by a number of suspensions for the use of marijuana, which was a banned substance then and still now, although it, you know, the world has probably turned more to Ricky Williams' side on that front. So he had a number of suspensions. He took time away from the NFL. He then came back and was kind of good for a little while, about 10 years ago. And then he is very into, I think, some of the Eastern arts, massage therapy, stuff like that.
Yes. I found a clip of him from the Celebrity Apprentice. He looks completely different on the Celebrity. He's in a suit. He's clean shaven. He's got a bald head. He looks so different from his picture. I do not. I refuse to be ashamed for not recognizing him. He looks like a completely different person, and he looks like the kind of person you're describing in the Celebrity Big Brother photo. A bit like a hippie with a beard and like a hippie shirt.
Taryn, I told Ricky Williams that he couldn't come on the Celebrity Apprentice if he was going to look like he was a hippie coming out of a commune. This isn't the Big Brother house.
No yoga.
No yoga. Get in shape. Big clean shaven. Sorry, that's pretty cool. He wasn't that exciting on the, I mean, by evidence that Taryn completely forgot about him. Yeah, I think he's a pretty zen guy.
Yeah, you know, people are, they're really like, I feel like it makes me not trust some of the things that I've heard about some of these other people. When people, oh, Ricky Williams, he's going to be a character. How is he going to get through without smoking? He was a perfectly normal dude on Celebrity Apprentice. So I don't know about this.
Well, Celebrity Apprentice famously films 10 hours a day. You don't know what he's doing when the cameras are off. Whereas I believe that the Big Brother house is going to be able to control the substances that come in and out of the house a bit more.
Yes. Well, a lot of people are saying that, you know, this guy, he's very wealthy. He doesn't really need to be here either. They're worried that maybe he's going to be a meta world peace where maybe he doesn't really care about the game. Maybe he ends up quitting. Hopefully that is not the case. Hopefully he's there to play. He's there to not quit. And it'll be all right.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are also worried that Ricky Williams may be very unlikable considering his background as a Miami Dolphin. And so that could hurt him in some of the fan voting.
Well, you never know.
Yeah. Okay.
People really hate Dolphins.
If you're a Jets fan like myself, you do. Okay. Taryn, then who is the person that you are the 11th most excited about?
Well, let's go Dina Lohan.
What is going on? Why is Dina Lohan here?
She's, I like all of the, like, the little, like, write-ups and, like, occupation. It's, like, professional, like, Olympic athlete, you know, NFL star, you know, actor, whatever. And Dina Lohan's is mother of other person.
Yeah. I believe Dina Lohan, also like myself, also a Long Island native, I believe. And she and Michael Lohan are the parents of Lindsay Lohan. Michael Lohan, about 10 years ago, beat the crap out of Johnny Fairplay in a celebrity boxing match.
That was him?
If anybody has that was one of the people. That was one of the celebrities that has beaten up Johnny Fairplay, Michael Lohan. But yeah, here is Dina Lohan, and I'm kind of here for it. I think she's a hot mess, Dina Lohan. Don't know a lot about her, but I've seen a lot of YouTube clips about, like, Dina Lohan. What is she on in this video? And that is one of my favorite kinds of crazy, Taryn.
I'll have to watch it. Yeah, I mean, who knows? I've no idea. You know, obviously, I know of her daughter. I've never heard of her before. I have no idea what she's like. I'm mostly just concerned that she is going to be one of the people that's like, get me out of here. This is too much. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if this seems like I feel like maybe she'll be a little bit out of her depth. I don't know. Okay. She's a little bit unique here.
Taryn, let's listen to a clip. This is from a YouTube video called Dina Lohan's Bizarre Dr. Phil Appearance. This might give us a good sense of what's going on.
Are we to camera now or rolling? I'm sorry. Okay. Can we cut this? Oh, God. Yeah.
Can we cut what?
Continue. Is this, like, rolling? Do we have, like... All right. So I'll sit closer. So we're friends. Nice shoes. Like them, by the way.
Yeah. Well, we're not here talking about my shoes.
Am I the toughest guest around?
No.
Can we pound that? Oh, no. Okay. You're a little tiny little shoes. Like, you know...
I'm in my little tie and my little shoes. What the hell does that
mean? Phil is such a dick.
Do the math. You can, it's on video. You'll go back to that.
What is your problem?
My shoes? We're not here to talk about my shoes.
Well, yeah. Now. Ironically, Catch Me Outside girl would make a career out of copying Dina Lohan's performance. So she was onto something.
There you go. You know, I guess I don't know. I don't know if you know, she'll probably need a lot of alcohol in order to you know, make that sort of you know, appearance on the show. So I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly what she's been up to recently. I don't know what she's been up to. Like, she was last seen, I mean, that's in 2012, and so I don't really have a lot about what's been going on. She was on Living Lohan in 2008. Then she was on another Lindsay Lohan reality show. But no, things have been pretty quiet on the Dina Lohan front.
Yeah, I mean, she's another person who had a reality show that was canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's not a good sign. If you were on a reality show and it was like, sorry, you are not entertaining enough, we're going to cancel this show. It's similar to Ryan Lochte, who in fact, I don't think made it through 13 episodes. I feel like you're probably not interesting enough to be on here.
Mm-hmm. Don't you think it's weird, though, that Dina Lohan and also Jonathan from Mean Girls, Jonathan Bennett, are both in this cast?
I mean, I guess so. I don't know how much interaction they really have had. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like that they've crossed paths.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. So, Taryn, the person that you are the least excited about here in this cast is Mr. Joey Lawrence. Whoa.
Yeah, I just have no idea who he is.
Okay. Joey Lawrence, he is was a child actor who started on the NBC show Gimme a Break with Nell Carter. Then he famously had his breakout as part of the 90s sitcom Blossom, Taryn, with Mayim Bialik.
I don't have any idea what that is.
That's Sheldon's girlfriend on The Big Bang Theory, and also was in the audience for the Survivor One World finale. She loved Colton.
There you go. The connections are starting to appear.
Yes. And so Joey Lawrence, that I believe he also had a pop single in the mid-90s. Yeah. Nothing My Love Can't Fix was his star turn into the pop scene. You want to hear a little bit of that?
Sure.
Okay, here's Joey Lawrence with There's Nothing My Love Can't Fix. And I believe that his signature look, he would often have a flannel shirt tied around his waist. You Google pictures of Joey Lawrence.
Basically, he is the 90s, is what you're yeah. telling me.
And he had, like, flowing hair. I think that Cato Kaelin and he might have had the same haircut at one point in time. But now he has a bald head.
Well... You know, that's a shame.
Yes. Then he had like a second career on the Disney Channel where he got paired up with Melissa Joan Hart of Clarissa and Sabrina fame on the Melissa and Joey TV series.
Yeah. See, this is the reason why I have no idea about that. You keep saying all of these things and I don't know any of them. I don't even know the reference to the reference. I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, I think you got screwed up here where I think you're too young for Blossom, but then you were too old for Melissa and Joey. So I think you missed him on both ends.
And the thing is, like, he was another one that was spoiled ahead of time. Yeah. And even then, I felt like nobody was talking. Like, he was spoiled. Like, he was one of two people that people knew was going to be on the cast. And still, I didn't see anybody really talking about him. And now I really don't see anybody talking about him.
Okay, so Joey Lawrence is your 12th cast member. You mentioned the leaks, Taryn. So who of these cast members were leaked ahead of time?
Well, there were rumors about Dina.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe they were ever confirmed, but right. Her name was out there for a while. Cato, I believe, accidentally leaked himself.
Classic Cato Kaelin.
I believe Ava Marie, I don't remember how that one got out.
I think that somebody like spotted her at like a gym or something. And I think that was the first name that got out there where it was like that. She was like, hey, I'm Ava and I'm going to be in the house with all these people. And I think that she was like shooting sort of like her B-roll pack or her intro package somewhere. And she was spotted in the wild.
Yes, well, there you go. And then Joey was leaked by
Perez Hilton right.
Who I think was a little bit burned by the fact that he was not invited for the second season in a row.
Yeah. So do you think that he was really in the mix? And if so, were there going to be more house guests or did they replace him with somebody else last minute?
I think what he said was that they didn't reach out to him. Like he was like, hey, guys, I'm here. I'm ready. And he got nothing back. So he's like, fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder how they do this. I wonder if they start with like a list of like 24 people that they're looking at and sort of like get it knocked down in terms of who's available and who's not and who is ultimately walks at the last minute. Do you buy the rumors that New York was part of this cast?
No, not particularly.
No, me neither. Okay. All right, Taryn, anything else that we need to know before we start to look ahead to the coming week and our draft of the Celebrity Big Brother Season 2 contestants?
I think we're good for now.
Okay. All right. Taryn and I have also recently completed our second Big Brother blockumentary. This is a little confusing. It's our second blockumentary, but we talked about the third season of Big Brother. Big Brother 3, Taryn, and it is 23 hours, and I've even heard from people who have finished the whole thing.
Yes, already. Very impressed. It's a really, really fun season. I think it's of the early seasons, I think Big Brother 3 stands still like stands the test of time to this day. I think that more so than almost any other older season, it just there are some really, really great moments in it. There's a really great cast. So I had a good time.
Yeah. You can also listen to the complete first chapter. We posted it in the podcast feed, in the Robinson podcast feed, and our Big Brother Only podcast feed. Or you can listen to it or purchase if you go to robhasawebsite.com/BB3. You can listen to the first part for free, I should say. Robhasawebsite.com/BB3 to find it in our audiobook store. Okay. Taryn, also wanted to remind people you can subscribe to Rob as a podcast in a number of different ways. You may be listening to us in our main feed, which is all of the podcasts that I am hosting. That's at robswebsite.com/iTunes. We're going to have a recap of every night of Celebrity Big Brother after it airs. That'll be live and also posted here in the Rob as a podcast feed. Also in our Big Brother podcast feed, which will contain all of the Big Brother shows that I do, plus all of the daily updates and LFC roundtable. You can get all of our Big Brother content when you're subscribed to robswebsite.com/BB podcast, or for just all of the shows that I am not hosting, including all of the daily updates with Taryn, you can go to robswebsite.com/RahapUps, RahapUps. Also, hopefully we will have a word from Eric Stein as well about a potential winter of Stein. We are still in contract negotiations with Eric Stein.
Good to know.
Good to know. Okay. Taryn, how will you be spending your final couple of peaceful days before we get into full-on Big Brother 2019?
Making Instagram posts. I want to try and make a video about the TV shows I've been watching, that maybe you can find on YouTube. So there's some still some stuff that I'm trying to come up with here before the season starts officially, but, definitely ready to go here with Big Brother Celebrity.
Well, if people want to look you up on that Instagram, on that Insta, Taryn, how do they do it?
Taryn_Armstrong, I believe, is, or just search my name and you'll find it.
Okay. We got plenty coming up on the podcast as well this week, including I will have another long form interview. I posted long form interviews with Christian, with Nick, and with Gabby from this past Survivor season. I'm going to talk with Allison as well early on this week, so be on the lookout for that. And our big Celebrity Big Brother draft coming up later on this week. We will let you know when we have a locked-in time for that. Hope you guys enjoyed our quick first impressions of the Celebrity Big Brother cast, and can't wait to see how it's all going to play out. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.